It's the Between the Lines post-game report from Denver. The Vikings drop a heartbreaker here in the Mile High City. Withstand an early surge, Paul. Stay in the game, even tie it late in the game before falling short at the end. What's the theme of the game?
I think there are multiple themes, but super, super exciting game. Nevertheless, I think one of the themes we had into the game was if you're able to keep the Broncos defense on the field and wear them down a little bit, it'd be very interesting to see how they play when they get tired. We saw it. Mike Wallace and Stephon Diggs kind of had their way with Aqib Talib and Bradley Roby and even Chris Harris late. I thought Teddy Bridgewater was fantastic at the end of the game. You know, when you have a rookie right tackle like T.J. Clemmings and a super crafty, savvy veteran safety like T.J. Ward, who had a really, really good game today, you know, and he comes from that side and he strips Teddy to win the game, it's sad that the Vikings won the take-give today against the best take-give team in the NFL but lost the game. And they lose by three on a day Blair Walsh misses a field goal from 30 to 38 yards. So Broncos are undefeated for a reason because they are opportunistic and they make stuff like that happen.
I think your franchise quarterback went toe-to-toe with perhaps the best quarterback that's ever played the game and looked pretty good doing it.
Yeah, especially late, you know, and when you become pass predictable like the Vikings did on that final drive of the game, you're not going to go out of the eye and offset eye with line in front of Peterson and run at the end of the game. So this well-respected Broncos defense with all these sacks, I think finishing the day with seven, knew the Vikings were going to pass, and Teddy still got what he wanted. Stephon Diggs was absolutely fantastic today, and I think Minnesota Vikings fans should be amazingly excited with what they got in that fifth-round pick. He was making plays on every corner Denver had today, and quite honestly, with all due respect to everybody involved, I can't see him not being active for a game the rest of the year.
You know, the 49ers loss, Paul, I look at as a stinker, an aberration. That wasn't who the Vikings are. This loss is it's also a loss in the loss column, the same as that Niners game was. But this was a big-time game, and the Vikings showed up for it.
Well, you're playing the best defense in the NFL. I mean, not just off the lofty statistics into the game, but in watching Denver's defense play before it got tired, this is the best pass-rushing defense in the NFL, and it did quite well against the run. But, you know, funny how things loosened up a little bit when you're fourth and short and you give it to the best back in the game and he takes it to the house and then all of a sudden everything gets really exciting. But again, I just can't stress it enough. The number one thing I was looking for into this game was for the Vikings to extend drives and make Denver's defense tired. They did that. They almost took advantage, but at the end they lost.
I think everyone knew that Teddy was going to have to respond in this game at some point, and he did. I think that's the good news. You do lose the game 23-20, a tight one, a heartbreaker, tough to go home that way, but you do go into your bye before you come out of your bye and play the Kansas City Chiefs. And coming out of the bye, it's time for the Vikings to make hay.
Well, there are a lot of positives with Minnesota Vikings football. I mean, this is you're at a place where Denver now has won 10 consecutive games. Peyton Manning is 23-2 at home as a member of the Broncos. So it's not like you went and played some bogus team and all of a sudden lost in the shadow of the wire. Now, I mean, I'm Pollyanna Allen. I look for everything positive. And there's no way to sugarcoat it. Blair Walsh cannot miss 38-yard field goals. You just can't. And especially in a game you lose by 3 points. I'm sorry, that's the only way to put it. It just can't happen.
The Vikings lose 23-20 in a barn burner here in Denver. They are now 2-2 on the season, but they're 1-0 in the division. That's a positive going into the bye. And they go into their bye week to rest and recuperate after what's been a very busy early part of the season with 5 preseason games and then 4 tough games here before the bye. So the Vikings will go into the bye this week at 2-2 and come out of it and try and beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a couple of weeks. That's it for the Between the Lines post-game report. We'll see you next time.